What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. So to wrap it up, the kid gets an Air Force job. That's right, military police. And guess where he ends up? That's right, Nellis Air Force Base, Area 51. And he hears a story from one of these top officers who just happens to state, hey, you know, back in the day, we did have an alien escape. We had to shoot it dead. Rumor has it, he killed an innocent civilian. The kid says, yeah, I know all about it. It was my dad. So just think about that. Very interesting story. Comes full circle. Kid becomes Air Force, Security Force, Military Police. And the rest is history. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hopefully it gives you something to think about. And again, we're always learning more and more stories as we go along. So take care of yourselves tonight. Take care of your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today we're going to kind of go down the rabbit hole and talk about a woman who had her husband beaten and eaten to death by a quetzaloid. You might say, dear Lockdown Universe, what are you talking about? What is a quetzaloid? I've never heard of such a creature, and you're making stuff up. I'm not. This information comes to us from Richard Doty, a former Air Force Office of Special Investigations officer. And he tells us all about this story. So basically, imagine this. This is you. You're going out for a nice camping trip with your family, right? You might have your snacks packed. You got your car packed. You got your tents packed. You got everything. Everything you can need and more. You got your family with you. You got two kids. It's you as the husband. And you got your wife, and then you got your dad. Guys are going along, right? Going out and about. And you're like, okay, we're going to go camping. Going to go camping by Area 51, apparently. Because apparently there's a camping site right next to Area 51. Why would they put it there? Seems kind of bizarre, but apparently it's far enough away from the base that, and behind some mountains that it's not really a big deal. But, these folks are driving along. All of a sudden, there's this huge creature in front of them. 6 foot tall, triangular shaped head. Very bizarre, right? Almost imagine like a, kind of like, oh gosh, it's hard to say. Let's just say triangular because that's kind of how it looks. And then it's got these legs that bend backwards. So the knees bend back. Okay, so if you've ever seen The Arrival, you'll know what I'm talking about. So it makes it so that it can run faster. This creature can actually run up to 30 miles an hour. It was actually escaping Area 51 at the time. And I'll get into that in just a second. So this creature pops up, never had any interaction with any humans outside Area 51 in the containment center. And it sees this guy, or this family pulls up, and it's like right in the middle of the road. They stop. You know, it's like deer in headlights. It stops. The guy gets out of the car. He's like, "What the hell? What are you about?" You know, and the creature doesn't know what this guy's intentions are. Maybe he's trying to recapture him. So this creature literally smashes this dude with his arm, and then they believe that he started eating him. So it's crazy, right? So I guess maybe he really wanted to make sure that this guy wasn't gonna try to bring him back to Area 51. So takes off. The wife jumps in the driver's seat, takes off with her kids, because that's her main concern, her children. Takes off. This creature starts following them, starts chasing them down the road. They're like, "Holy shit." But luckily, they got away, and they were able to go to the police station. This woman is freaking out, telling the police officers, "This monster ate my husband. This monster destroyed my husband, beat him up." And they're like, "What? You know, maybe it was a, you know, deformed animal or something like that." You know, and a lot of different agencies would get involved with this, you know. It's not just like the sheriff's office, but like in a situation like that, it might be like the the Game and Wildlife. And these folks will, you know, ask you what you saw. You know, was it a cougar? Was it a mountain lion? Was it, you know, what was it? And this woman described it. It was like a monster. The thing about the Quetzaloids, it's weird, right? It's a weird name. I've never heard of it. But they can create their own food. So they have these like big balls that are dispensed out of a hole in their hip. And they eat it. So they're actually self-sustaining. So that's what kind of distinguishes it from a lot of different things, right? These huge holes in the hip, and then this huge triangular head, and the fact that it's like over 6 feet tall, and it's bipedal, its legs bent backwards, and this thing had escaped. Now, Richard Doty and the disinformation team, if you will, we're trying to track this woman down. They had no idea where she was at, but the sheriff's office called over to Nellis Air Force Base, and they got the call, and they went over right away to interview this woman and her children. They actually interviewed the kids too, but what ended up happening was this thing escaped. They were trying to contain it. It got outside of their containment area. They thought they had a perimeter set big enough with enough troops. They didn't. This thing escaped through that perimeter, so they really didn't know where it had gone. They thought it was still within the perimeter. This thing escaped outside the perimeter, got in front of this woman's car, beat the husband to death, and then chased after the wife. So what did it do then? It doesn't know what to do, so it goes back to the Air Force Base, ridiculously enough. So it goes back to the Air Force Base. It sees that there's, you know, military police. The military police go to apprehend the alien. The Quetzaloid smashes one of the Air Force members as well. And then another Air Force police officer shoots him to take him down to kill him. The Quetzaloid. The Quetzaloid is shot to death. So what happens with this woman? Because this is where it gets really interesting. Because it's not just about the alien. Alien's cool and all, but this woman has these two children now and a dead husband to deal with. So how does she live her life? What's the explanation? So she lives in Vegas. Doty and some other government agents go to her house. They start talking to her. They try to convince her that it was some sort of like morphed or mutated animal that destroyed her husband. And she said, "Well, you know, if that's the case, then why isn't the game, committee, the game warden, the sheriff's office, you know, some local Nevada folks coming to talk to me? Why is the government now coming to talk to me? It doesn't make any sense." And then they felt really bad for her. And so they gave her some non-disclosure paperwork. They actually told her what had happened. They actually broke it down and said, "Sorry, honey, an alien killed your husband. Sorry, But what they did was she actually took a suit, took a claim out against Nellis Air Force Base, and they settled with her, actually. They gave her money. They took care of her in many ways throughout her lifetime, and the children as well. So they actually took pity on her, and they felt guilty about it. It was their creature, and it was their responsibility. I'm literally shocked that the government would actually do that. I'm shocked that they would take care of her. I'm shocked that they would admit it, even with her signing paperwork. But apparently she did. Apparently they did. And I guess, that's not necessarily a happy ending, but at least she was taken care of financially. The children were super confused. They didn't know what the hell was going on, right? Because their kids are like, what the. Dad just got smashed by a monster. Like, okay, cool. Now I can live my life without trauma or needing therapy for the rest of my life, and going crazy and having these nightmares every single night. I mean, Jesus, poor kids, right? So, so she kept quiet. The wife kept quiet for a long time. It wasn't until she confided in one of these other UFO researchers, and he talked about it like a couple decades later, and it had come out. But by that point, they didn't really care that much. There wasn't any way they could prove it. It's just a story at this point. Now, back then, with all the police agencies and all these things like that, they could have, had some sort of proof. But so many years have gone by. It's what was done was done. So this woman actually passed away too. So she's no longer alive. Doty's like 70. He looks like he's about 70, so he's up there and he's retired. But it just goes to show you that, like, these stories are out there. There was a woman who knew that her husband was killed by an alien, was paid off. And it's sad, and we talk about it, and it's amazing stories, but it is sad. At the end of the day, you have this creature who probably wanted to go home, and for whatever reason was stuck here. It probably wasn't like a mutual consent thing, because the Quetzalcoatl was trying to escape. It was trying to escape and get out of there. So it doesn't sound like it was here mutually beneficially. It was trying to get out of there and leave, and then it had to. It eventually did kill a couple humans, and sad case. But yeah, this thing is. It's just a bizarre story. It goes so deep. It goes into the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, goes into the Nye County Sheriff's Department. It goes into, the Game and Wildlife Commissioner, and it goes into all the folks and troops that work at Area 51, and over decades, not just like over a few years, but over decades. So you got to think about it from like the big picture. Like, how do these guys, reconcile this in their mind? Like, we're holding these aliens captive, or at least some of them captive, and Lord knows one did escape, and it smashed some humans, and it killed, a civilian. And you got to go to sleep with that at night. You got to take that to bed at night. That's got to be pretty difficult. And that woman, how do you recover from that? Do you get married after that again? I mean, like, how do you feel safe leaving your bedroom? Like, so many people have PTSD from lesser things, and oh my gosh, I mean, so, I guess count your blessings, because you haven't encountered something like that yet, hopefully. But that just goes to show you that there's many more stories that we don't know about, that we're still uncovering, that are still coming to light slowly but surely. And again, this is off Gaius. So this is a great episode, great information coming forth. And little Easter egg here, the son of the wife,